Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
Inflation is one of the main themes of the upcoming week, but we also have a central bank meeting and other important data releases, so let's get right to it. I'm Christina Marujos. With me today is our lead investment analyst, Rafi Boyajian, to look at the week ahead. Rafi, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Japan are all anticipating their CPI reports. What could these reports mean for their respective currencies and, of course, their central bank policies?
Well, Christina, that is right. So we still not able to avoid inflation altogether. We had, of course, a somewhat more pleasing CPI report out of the US, and we could see more inflation data heading lower in the coming week, particularly in the UK and in Canada. So Canada is going to be basically starting the CPI roll. It's coming out on Tuesday, and it could be a fairly important one because, the Bank of Canada is moving closer to cutting rates. Although inflation had stalled in the second half of last year, this year it started to head back down again. So there's been some fairly decent progress this year. Now, of course, there's a bit of concern about the labor market in Canada maybe being a little bit too tight. But nevertheless, should we get some softer than expected CPI numbers, maybe we could see rate cut bets for the June meeting being ramped up. So although markets are now more certain about July, I think if the data goes in the right direction, the Bank of Canada might start cutting rates as early as June, and the same applies to the UK as well. Now the UK data for April is going to be very interesting because we may well see a very sharp drop in CPI because of the energy prices, the energy cap being lowered in April this year, so that might that's going to impact the base effects from last year. So we could see inflation maybe coming all the way down very close to 2%. Probably it's going to be a bit higher than that, but nevertheless, the Bank of England might start sending more, much stronger signals about cutting rates soon. So far, it's been throwing hints that they may, summer rate cut is a possibility, but nothing explicit. So there is a risk the pound may come under pressure should we get a much weaker than expected CPI data out of the UK. And finally, in Japan, yes, inflation is heading lower, but I think in Japan's case, it's probably going to be bad news for the Bank of Japan because they don't want inflation to come down to get too close to 2%, because then it would make it difficult for the Bank of Japan to normalize monetary policy further. They're planning on making some further modest rate hikes later this year, but we already saw GDP contracting in the first quarter. So if we see core CPI, forecasts are it's going to fall to 2.2%, that might maybe push back the timing to say from possibly around September to much later than that, towards the end of next year. So for the yen, there's going to be a little chance of a meaningful rebound unless we see some further weakness in the US dollar.
Let's cross into New Zealand. The RBNZ meets this week. Expectations are for no change in policy. However, do you think policymakers will give any hints as to when they will deliver a rate cut?
So there's a big question mark for the timing of the potential rate cut from the RBNZ. So I think for the time being, the policymakers will probably signal that they're not looking to cut rates because although inflation has been coming down, it hasn't been coming down fast enough. They want to see more progress there. On the bright side, the economy has been somewhat weak, especially the labor market. So I think if the next CPI report was to come in lower than expected, I think then that we may well see rate cuts being talked about possibly for the third or fourth quarter of this year. For now, though, they're going to probably signal they're going to be staying on hold for a while longer, but they will be publishing their monetary policy statement, which will include the forecast for when they see the rates starting to come down. So at the moment, their last forecast pointed to the second half of 2025. Should we see those being pushed forward, that might hurt the Kiwi a little bit, even if they try to sound somewhat hawkish as far as the near-term policy is concerned.
Rafi, speaking of anticipated rate cuts, the Fed minutes are on the agenda as well. Do you think they will reveal anything noteworthy regarding the timing of the first rate cut?
Well, the minutes will certainly be watched, will be scrutinized, because of course they did make that decision last time to slow down the pace of quantitative tightening. And also we might get a better view, a better understanding of how many policymakers potentially talked about the need to hike rates, because Powell was quite clear in his press conference that rate hikes are out of the question, but maybe there were some FOMC members that were willing to discuss that possibility. But overall, I think the focus for the dollar next week is really going to be on Fed speakers, because they're going to hear from quite a few of them. And so we're going to be getting updated views on the policy outlook. So that's probably going to overshadow what we're going to get from the minutes.
And finally, Rafi, let's turn to Europe. The Eurozone PMIs are out this week. What could they reveal about the recovery in the euro area? And how, of course, might they affect the European Central Bank's rate decision making?
So ECB rate decision is coming up in June. Now they've clearly said that they do intend to cut rates there. So I think there's a very strong chance. I think it's safe to say it's set in stone, the June cut. But what happens after that? There's a bit of uncertainty because, of course, just as the ECB is getting ready to cut rates, the economy is starting to show signs of growth. We're seeing improving sentiment across the euro area, and the same can be said for the UK. So the flash PMIs for both the UK and the euro area will be quite important. So although, yes, inflation has come down, and so the inflation progress will probably allow both the ECB and the BOE to start cutting rates sometime in the summer, I think should we start to see a rebound, especially if we get a pretty decent rebound in economic growth in the second half of 2024, that might limit the scope for how much both central banks will be able to cut rates. Now, for the euro, though, I think even if the prospect of rate cuts hasn't really hurt it that much, because investors are still hopeful that the Fed will also be able to cut rates. So this improving economy combined with low rates, I think that's more likely to be positive for the euro than negative.
Rafi, thanks so much. This was The Week Ahead here at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.